Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
If music be the food of love, what comes next? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Because at last I have news of a concert in the Gers in a week or two. Till then, news of two of Shakespeare's best-known love stories that demonstrate how the path of true love rarely runs smoothly, set to music. It is 70 years since The Taming of the Shrew was rebranded as the glorious song and dance extravaganza under the guise of Kiss Me Kate. But here we are in 2025 with two new examples of the bard set to music. The first is Play On, a new take on Twelfth Night in the hands of a black theatre company and four fabulous jazz musicians riffing to the music of Duke Ellington. Shakespeare's Duke becomes Duke, a well-known songwriter at the Cotton Club who doesn't believe that women can write songs. So Viola, a budding writer, decides to prove him wrong by disguising herself as a man, Vi-Man. The Duke is in love with Lady Liv, a singer at the Cotton Club, but she, poor lady, had better love a dream when she falls for Vi-Man, and thereafter you know the plot. Wrapped into 2 hours of brilliant singing and dancing, and you will never have seen a yellower Malvolio than in this show, where he becomes Rev, the buttoned-up club manager, and Lady Liv's long-suffering lackey. Across town at the world-famous Drury Lane Theatre, home of My Fair Lady, which I may have seen in its original production, in nappies, of course, I have always loved theatre from the get-go, Shakespeare's merry war between Benedick and Beatrice, two independently minded characters who are made for each other, though it takes some verbal sparring and a little help from their friends to make them realise what they themselves can't see. Much Ado About Nothing has been reinvented by director Jamie Lloyd as a rom-com, set in a strobe-lit, glitterball, disco vibe of 90s music house party, with the floor of the vast stage smothered in pink confetti that keeps on coming. And at one point, a huge heart-shaped balloon fills the space, setting the tone. The two main protagonists are not just fine stage actors, they are also Marvel comic blockbuster film stars, which accounts for the screaming and whooping from the audience. Tom Hiddleston, still my beating heart, playing on his undoubted charms, becomes John Travolta-ish and much more. And Hayley Atwell, a very fine mover herself, who has the best line. I would rather my dog bark at a crow than have a man swear he loves me. The live singing is done by the unforgettable vocal powerhouse that is US performer Mason Alexander Park. The show has been described as off the wall, bonkers, and exhilarating. Young people who are generally more at home with movies and their phones are flocking to see it, making for an excitingly blended and very noisy audience. But if the theatre is to survive in this world of multi-pronged, short attention span entertainment, this is one way of luring them in, and at the same time, introducing them to the eternal brilliance and universality of Mr. Shakespeare. But I can't abandon the subject of love gained, and in the case of Bridget Jones, sadly lost, in what I feel is the most moving of the Bridget Jones franchise. Renée Zellweger is older, and she wears the sadnesses of Bridget's life on her face. You just can't take your eyes off her. Messy-haired as ever, you just love her. And the men in her life, which happily still include Hugh Grant, give her and us what is needed. That's on at Lector on Friday at 8:30. Don't forget The Brutalist on Wednesday at 3 if you have 3.5 hours to spare, and the concert I flagged up is on March the 9th in Condom. I'll give you more details next time. Till then, I send you a big squashy red heart and I'll throw in a six-pack as a freebie.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À bientôt.
www.dfm930.com